Now, I know that the Let's Talk editors wanted us to be looking forward, but I don't think they've taken their own advice, because we now come to a large chunk of looking backwards, namely to some musical artists and broadcasters who've all been around for a very long time. Now, I know that some of us of a certain age can't remember what happened yesterday, but we can still sing along to songs of the 1960s. Derek James is one of those people, and he's been looking back at the Manfreds, who are heading back as if they'd never been away. Here's Nicky.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The music from the 1990s onwards is, apart from the odd record, something of a turn-off for me. No disrespect intended. Music tends to illustrate the generation gaps so well. As my father, who used to play in a jazz band, would say, as I listened to the latest Elvis hit on Radio Luxembourg, "Turn that rubbish down!" I haven't got a clue what people are singing about nowadays. I tend to tune into talk shows on the radio, apart from our Mr. Disco David Clayton on a Sunday night, of course. The American rockers from the 1950s inspired the British groups from the 1960s, who led the world of popular music. They helped to make those years sparkle, and it wasn't just the Beatles and the Rolling Stones who played the venues of Norfolk and Suffolk before they became the most popular bands of all time. We had so many good groups who made timeless music, and one of them still going strong is the magnificent Manfreds, who'll be heading our way later in the year, all being well. Their songs are timeless, absolutely brilliant. Even the semi-detached suburban Mr. James, which amused my so-called friends when it was in the hit parade in 1966. If you love their music, try to get to see them when they play at Southend in October and the Ipswich Regent the following month. It's wonderful to think this bunch of great musicians, now well into their 70s, are still going strong. I remember seeing them when they were Manfred Mann at Kilverston Hall back in 1964, and they were brilliant. Now those legendary pioneers of British rhythm and blues are touring once again with special guest Georgie Fame, another class act. These are the concerts which should have taken place last year, and all the original tickets remain valid. Manfred Mann was formed in London way back in 1962, and the singer, Paul Jones, is in fact Paul Pond, and his father, Captain Norman Pond, was the manager of the Assembly House in Norwich during the 1960s when his son was a pop idol. He once told how he turned down the chance to become a singer with a new group being formed after doubting a claim by the late Brian Jones that they'd become rich and famous. They became known as the Rolling Stones. Paul opted for Manfred Mann, and they had their first hit with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was recorded for the groundbreaking TV pop show Ready, Steady, Go. From then on, the big hits kept coming. They had a string of big hits. Doo Wah Diddy, Pretty Flamingo, Mighty Quinn and Ha Ha Said the Clown among them. When Paul left to take up an acting career in 1966, Mike Darbo came along. Mike was also a great songwriter, penning classic tracks such as Build Me Up Buttercup and the great Handbags and Glad Rags covered by Rod the Mod Stewart and many others. It was in 1991 when several original members of the band reformed as the Manfreds in celebration of Tom McGuinness's 50th birthday. Remember the McGuinness Flint classic When I'm Dead and Gone? They are still touring and sounding better than ever. This is a collection of truly great musicians. Along with Paul, Mike and Tom, there's Simon Curry and Marcus Cliff, who previously worked with the likes of Mark Knopfler and Eric Clapton and Rob Townsend, the drummer with the rock band Family. Paul summed it up all so well. Not only is it exciting to think that the Manfreds might actually be able to play together again on tour at last, but the great Georgie Fame will be back with us as well, that our friends and fans starved of live music for so long will refresh their memories with the real thing once more, but also that these loved, cherished and much missed venues and the people who work and look after them will once again host us and make us welcome. The Manfreds and Georgie Fane will play Southend Cliffs Pavilion on October the 24th and Ipswich Regent Theatre on November the 20th. Tickets are available at flymusic.com.
Thank you, Nikki.